Hi, I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy 8. After years of making ads for a living and teaching students how to do it, I realized that the questions and creative process that I used at work could help more than make brands great. So this is a creative brainstorming workshop in less than 15 minutes where I help people get their greatness on. Hello, everyone. My name is Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy 8. Today, we have our friend Paula on the phone. Say hello, Paula.
Hi. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for being with us today. All right. So before we get started with your creative challenge, let's find out a little bit about you. If you had to describe your personality in three words or phrases, what would they be?
I consider myself really inspirational, kind, and also determined.
I love that. Okay. And what kind of are you? Are, like a builder, a maker, or something like that?
Yeah, this is a hard one because I don't consider that I have just one, but maybe I think I am a dreamer, a doer, and also a laugher.
Oh, I love that. I love being a laugher.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paula, what is your creative challenge, or what do you want to accomplish, and what do you think is getting in the way of accomplishing it?
Yeah, so I want to know how to keep the creativity flowing while going through a personal hard time. For example, a breakup, a loss of a loved one, a disease. Can we use creativity to heal? How? And yeah, I think we're so predetermined to see creativity as this positive, upbeat activity that we ignore it can be cathartic, or that the best ideas can come from the hardest, most painful moments. I also think in the ad world, not many people talk about this. Everything is about the next big idea, the next big project, awards. Not many people talk about the unfortunate events that could make us have creative blogs, even in a more superior level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people really talk about the hardships, you know, of going, trying to create when you're feeling under duress?
Yes.
And you don't feel like you've gotten good advice or seen good examples of that in the outside world as of yet?
I think people have a hard time to be vulnerable and to open about what really makes them struggle, because especially in creativity, everybody wants to look very put together, that they have it all figured out. But I think we're being more and more open about that, so that's good. But I think, yeah, it's a challenge still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what talents do you have that you think you can put towards this goal that you want to accomplish?
So, I mean, as you know, I am an art director. I work in advertising. So we as creatives, we produce as we experience. So in order to come up with the next big idea, we need to see the world, understand people, and like connect with them. So knowing this, when you're going through a hard time, you're instantly exposed to raw feelings that makes you channel with more sensitive and creative trains of thought. So this makes us more relatable, and also understand that probably our work of trying to connect with others makes us more humans. So I think that since I need to connect with people in a deeper level as a job, I think my profession helped me to realize about this problematic, and it can also show me how to find a solution about this.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that you're empathetic?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I think it's part of the job when you are in advertising. Mm-hmm. You need to understand what people want and think in order to give them what they want to see, what they want to have, what they want to hear.
Right, right. And who are you talking to? Who would directly benefit from you accomplishing this goal? It can even be yourself.
To be honest, I think it's myself. It's a cathartic activity, but also public in general. I was going to say like only creative people, but I think every profession right now is very creative as well. So everyone too.
So you see the creativity in lots of other different types of fields.
Yes.
Oh, it lives everywhere. How do you want them to feel about you accomplishing this? What emotion do you think of? And it's best to think of it as I, she, he, feels.
Mm-hmm. I want them to feel relieved, understood, but also to feel awake towards a situation they might have encountered in the past, didn't address or didn't know it was important to solve. I also want them to know that now they have addressed it, it has a positive impact in how they continue their lives.
And this is for other people and also for yourself?
Yeah, for both.
All right. And what's happening either in your life or the world around you that makes you want to focus on this?
So I went through a tough breakup while I was starting one of my agency labs in Europe, and also got a little bit of a cultural shock. It was also winter, so it was a tough time. Mm-hmm. But as a person who's starting in this industry, I didn't want to disappoint my superiors or anybody. So there was a lot of pressure to be this person I'm supposed to be, as opposed to the one I was truly feeling. I also think this is happening in the world as well. We are waking up to a world that is more interested in your well-being, in being more mindful and connected to your emotions more than ever. So I think it is the perfect time to talk about creatives, being human, and creativity being about pain and resilience as well.
I think that's all really important and really intriguing. So I have some feedback for you.
Sure.
So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. So before we start, I want to explain that this is a creative brainstorming show, not an interview or any other kind of show. This is where I literally take the feedback you gave me during the Q&A at the top of the show and info from a previous phone conversation that you and I had that I can reference for the audience, and I use that to workshop solutions for you. And I'm not really telling you what to do, but how to readdress a mindset so you can create your own solutions, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you bring up a really good point about dealing with creative blocks due to emotional distress. A lot of people go through this. You said something very important at the top of the show. You said, quote, and I will quote, we are so predetermined to see creativity as this positive, upbeat activity that we ignore the fact that it can be cathartic or that the best ideas come from the hardest, most painful moments. This is true. But there is a misunderstanding about creativity. In creative process, it is mandatory that you stay positive in order to see creative solutions. But the word positive does not mean happy. Positive means open. For instance, there's a famous rule in improv performing called yes and, which means no matter what's happening on stage, no matter what choice an improv actor makes in an unscripted scene, the other actors must stay open to what that choice is and then add to it. If the other actors rebuff the choice or choose to be closed off, it literally kills the performance. As a creative, you have to do the same thing during creative development when you're coming up with ideas, since you have to produce. Does that sound like that makes sense so far?
Yes, totally.
Okay, great. I have more for you. You ready?
I am ready.
Now, how do you stay open during emotional distress? By resolving another misunderstanding. Creativity doesn't come when you're feeling inspired. Creativity comes through doing the work. But creativity is inspiring. It's just like exercising any other kind of muscle. When you're a professional, you don't depend on your feelings to make business choices. You depend on your craft of creative process. Your creative process is a constant practice. It is your creative process that helps you come up with ideas, not your emotions. Your creative process is what teaches you to see patterns, to witness how ideas connect. It is in the seeing of the patterns, not in the feeling of emotions, that makes you a good creative. Does that make sense?
Yes, this is very interesting because usually people say, I don't feel inspired, I don't feel the right emotions, I'm not going to jump into the project now.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a misconception about that. Mm-hmm. This is very interesting.
Oh, good. Okay, so I have an exercise for you.
Yeah.
All right, so here's an exercise you can practice. When you're in creative development and feeling, quote unquote, stuck, finish each thought with the question, why? Just like a young toddler does. When the child says, why is the sky blue? The adult gives the answer, and then the child says, why? And you keep doing that, and it's really annoying and it's really pesty. But what this does is it forces yourself to answer. It will slowly pull you out of the rut, like getting a car out of a mud hole. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the takeaway for you is, the good news about this is you now know that your creative process is in constant existence. It's not undependable like emotions.
That's
that's what I have for you.
Wow. No, this is, wow. It's so true. It's so, now that you think about it, it's so true. because it wouldn't be a career otherwise. And like the tips that you just gave me, like ask why. Yeah, for sure. I think that gives you an opportunity to go deeper and deeper and realize, oh, I can keep coming up with new ideas. So yeah, is this
helpful?
Yes, it is really helpful. I didn't know. Like, it's just, I feel like you are born thinking that creativity is this positive thing and I need to be inspired. People talk about the inspiring moment of an artist. So you start to believe that it's dependable on feeling inspired or not, but it's just, it's not. Now I know.
Right. It's very basic. It's about being open versus closed, and that's it.
Yes.
When you are open, it could be happening during times when you're feeling lovely, you're feeling happy, you're feeling tortured, you're feeling distressed. You never know where the impetus is going to come from, but you can't depend on that to be the constant for you. The constant for you is to sit down and do the work no matter how you feel. And then you force yourself to be open. You may start off closed, but you can open it. The muse can come back. The muse never dies. It just goes dormant. It takes a nap.
That's such a beautiful way to say it.
Energy never dies, honey. It just changes form. It takes a nap, and then you can call it back. It's always
True.
There for you. Your creative process is always there for you.
This is a really empowering message, I think. Like, this is going to show some young creatives that they don't have to have everything pretty or have everything like figured out, because a lot of anxiety also comes, like, we're young creatives, we don't know where we're going to go next, and that can like take a toll on our creativity as well. So I think it's like very free, like very liberating to know this, to know that creativity can be totally independent and yeah.
Yes, and that you don't have to torture yourself.
Yes.
The suffering is unnecessary.
Yeah, very necessary.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you got something out of this session.
Yes. No, I loved it. And we didn't talk about this before, so I was like, oh, wow. This is actually, wow. Like, the big reveal.
Mm-hmm, the big reveal. Exactly. So would you be willing to practice any of this thinking and let me know what happened and then see if any of this
100%.
And you'd be willing to come back on the show and let the 100%. Audience know? Because you know there are a lot of other hungry creatives out there listening to the show who I'm sure want to know, like, now go prove it.
Yes, exactly. The before and after, 100%.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's just a change of state of mind. I think that's the important thing about this. We just spoke, I think, is just the change of mindset.
Yes.
That it's totally going to change now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. This was really, really like enlightening.
Oh, I'm so happy. Well, all right, then. If we don't have anything else to say, would you be willing to help me say goodbye to the audience?
Of course. Well, thank you for hearing our podcast, and I hope you got something out of this. And, yeah.
Goodbye. Hope there was some creative problem-solving ideas you can use. I'm Megan Raymond, and thanks for listening to Showy 8. You can listen on iTunes, Google Play, and showy8.com. And follow me on Instagram @showy8wisewords for your daily inspiration.